2016. A brand new year. It's almost here. But I'll still be me, and you'll still be you. And that's the way it is. America Weekend starts right now. America Weekend. Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by momentarily. We will start this hour with the story that was on everyone's mind, lips, and social media leading up to Christmas. And they're still talking about it a bit now. And that was Steve Harvey. Will he ever get a chance to host another pageant again? Will he ever get a chance to host any live television event ever again? Wow. The ultimate in live TV screw-ups. Now, you talk about reality TV, my goodness. The Miss Universe pageant. Colombia? Philippines? Colombia? Philippians? I don't know. Remember when he tweeted out he was apologizing to Miss Philippians? Wow, it was just a really bad night for Steve. What happened? I have a theory. Christina has some thoughts, and we will talk about it. And then it will be this week's edition of the Entertainment Report. And then our guest this hour is world-renowned oboist and author and former business reporter. This woman has done it all, Blair Tyndall. If you haven't read the book Mozart in the Jungle, Sex, Drugs, and Classical Music, you should. And you may want to check out the critically acclaimed and very popular show on Amazon. It's nominated for a Golden Globe. Well, Blair will be by and we'll talk about it all. We start things off this hour with 2016, New Year's. It's almost here. What does that do to you? Do you get excited? Is this a brand new start? You know those resolutions, I'm going to lose those 125 pounds by March. I will be a new person. I will no longer lie. I will no longer cheat. I will be as pure as the driven snow. But it doesn't snow anymore because it's 70 degrees in New York in December. But anyway, do you get all juiced up for this? I remember when I was a kid, and I don't know if it was just because we were conditioned to feel this way. You felt as if something big was coming. This is going to be new. It's a new year. It's a new time. So things are going to change. And as soon as that ball dropped in Times Square, and I watched Dick Clark kiss his wife, and it was all new. We're in a brand new world. So wait, how long does it take before a kid realizes, it's the next day. It's January. Because, that's all it really is. It's usually just another reason, or the main reason, to write a new number on a check. And nowadays, many people don't even write checks any longer, so that doesn't even hold true. But this feeling of renewal, the old man, 2015 is about ready to disappear, and goo-goo gaga, here comes baby 2016. Nobody buys into that anymore. They don't even buy the funny hats. They wear those dopey glasses, and I got to see how they're going to be able to squeeze two eyes into a 2, 0, 1, and 6. And, you know, it's a TV event, and all right, you watch it. It's a party for a night. I know Ryan Seacrest, he's the new Dick Clark. And then, all right, we go over here, Pitbull on Fox again. Wow. And CNN, Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin. And if you can take more than 5 minutes of that crap, I give you my ultimate salute, because I just can't take the phoniness and the pretentiousness between the two of them. And, you know, CNN putting out the big news personality. Okay, Anderson Cooper is going to act like a fool with Kathy Griffin now, and for this one night, and he goes back to covering hard news. He'll be somewhere in the woods somewhere talking about some major news story live tomorrow night at 11, right here on CNN. Anyway, but New Year's Eve, do you even bother? You know, I do know people that don't even worry about it. They don't stay up. They don't watch anything. They go to bed. They say, I know how this ends. I give the people that stand in Times Square in New York City a great deal of credit. Once you get into these corrals, as they call them, these fenced-off areas, you cannot get out. And in many cases, you have to get into these corrals and go through security at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That is 10 hours before the bells ring at midnight. So if nature calls during those 10 hours, you simply have to let it go to voicemail. Wow. Stay with us. Steve Harvey, Miss Universe, what a mess. We'll talk about it. It's next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Order in the court. Start.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Tom and Mike were having an argument. Tom got so angry he took a swing at Mike. His hand hit Mike's hat, knocking it off. Now Mike is pressing charges for assault and battery. But Tom says witnesses will say, "I never touched you." Who do you think will win and why? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
The law considers anything you're wearing, such as a hat or a coat, as part of your body. Therefore, by violently knocking Mike's hat off, Tom committed battery. Assault, because he threw a punch. Battery, because it connected. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This hard-running All-Pro rushed for more than 10,000 yards in 9 NFL seasons. He helped lead the Tennessee Titans to Super Bowl 34, where they came up a yard short against the St. Louis Rams.
Cuts it up, makes one tackle, spins, dives, scores! What a run!
So where is Eddie George now? Eddie worked as a football analyst, but life pointed him in another direction. He earned an MBA from Northwestern's prestigious Kellogg School of Management and is a focused entrepreneur. Eddie owns a lifestyle and fitness company, a real estate development firm, and a pair of restaurants.
I'm going to be my own master and create my opportunities.
Eddie George, fortune far beyond the gridiron. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.